Daf Lamed Zayin. So Rav and Shmuel had said before, and we're bringing this back up again, that any food that has in it the five minim of grain, the five types of grain, you would say Amazonos on it. They also say that the five minim of grain themselves, you say Amazonos on it. So why do we need both? It seems pretty obvious that if you have to say Mazonos on a food that has the five minim of grain on it, obviously the five minim themselves are Mazonos. So if it only taught that on the five minim themselves you have to say Mazonos, I would say that's only in the pure form. But if they're part of a food and they're the minority in a mixture, there's no Mazonos. So this is teaching us that any food that has Mazonos in it, even if it's the minority of the mixture, you would say Mazonos on it. And if it only taught us the first one, that any food that has Mazonos in it, you would say Amazonos on. I would think that even on orez and dochan, which are rice and panic grass, you would say Amazonos on them. So the second one teaches that only on the five minim themselves do you say Amazonos on, not orez and dochan. So we said in a brisa that you say a bracha on orez and dochan bread, just like you would say a bracha on porridge. And we know that the bracha on porridge is a Mazonos before and alamechia after. So this seems to say that we do say Amazonos on orez and dochan. So he said it's like porridge in the fact that it has a bracha that's a bracha before and after that's different than bread, meaning you don't wash and bench on it. But it's not like porridge in that you say a shahakol and a bari nefashos on it and not a mazonos. So it's like it in one aspect, but not like it totally. We have another brisa that says you say a mazonos and alamichia on orez porridge. So that seems to say that you do say a mazonos on orez. So we said, no, that brisa is going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that orez is a species of grain, and therefore if you baked it into chametz, you'd be chayv kares on Pesach, and you, since it's a grain, you can use it to make matzah. And the Rabbanan actually disagree with this, and they say that there's no mazonos on orez porridge because it's not one of the five grains. However, we have another brisa that says that if you eat orez raw, then you say adama. But if you ground that into flour and you baked it into bread and then you went and you cooked that in a pot, even if the pieces of this rice bread, this orez bread, are intact after you cooked them and boiled them in the pot, you would make a mazonos and an alamichia. However, if you did this with wheat, where you ground the wheat into flour and you baked it into bread and you cooked it in a pot, if the pieces of bread are then intact, you would say amotzi and you would bench on it. But we said here that you're saying a mazonos on this orez bread. Now, if this brisa is going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, then he would hold that since orez is a grain, this orez bread, even though it's been cooked, should require amotzi, just like the wheat requires amotzi. So it must be that it's going like the Rabbanan, and they say that you have to make a mazonos on rice bread. However, this disproves Rav and Shmuel, because the Rabbanan agree that you say a mazonos on rice, even though they hold that rice is not the five minim. They still say you say Amazonos. Rav and Shmuel says that you only say Amazonos on the five minim of grain. And since the Chacham say that rice is not the five minim of grain and you still say Amazonos, that disagrees with Rav and Shmuel. Fine, so we had said before that if you eat raw wheat, you say Adama. And we have another brisa though that says you say Bereminei Zraim, who created the species of seeds. And we answer that's not a problem. The brisa that says Bereminei Zraim is going like Rabbi Yehuda, who requires very specific brachos. Just like in our Mishnah before, he required you to say Bereminei Dishaim on vegetables. And the brisa which says you say Adama is going like the Rabbanan, who say that a general Adama works, just like in our Mishnah, they say you say Adama for vegetables. So on raw orez, you would say Adama. And if you made it into the bread and you cooked it, then you would say Amazonos and Alamichia. However, there's another brisa that says, no, you say Amazonos, but afterwards you say a Borei Nefashos. So how does that make sense? Because one brisa says you say Alamichia on this orez bread, and one brisa says you say a Borei Nefashos. So Rav Sheshet answers that when it says you say an alamichia, that price is going like Rabban Gamliel. And when it says you say a Borei Nefashos, that's going like the Chachamim, because he brings in this machlokas. So what's the bracha achrona on the Shiva Minim, the seven species? Rabban Gamliel says you bench on them, and the Chachamim say you say alamichia. So Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim were eating dates, which are one of the Shiva Minim. And Rabban Gamliel told Rabbi Akiva, his student, to say the bracha achrona. And so he said an alamichia on these dates. And Rabban Gamliel got upset. He's like, why are you getting involved in this machlokas and holding like the Chachamim and saying an alamichia? Right? Because I hold you should bench on them because it's the Shiva Minim. So Rabbi Akiva said, yeah, you know, you do say that we should say we should bench, but you also taught me that if there's an argument between a lone opinion and the Rabbim, the majority, we follow the Rabbim. So continuing on in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabban Gamliel that if you have shiva minim, which are not the non-grain variety like dates, or you have grain but it's not bread of the shiva minim, then you would bench. So meaning just plain wheat, which is of the shiva minim, you would bench on. Just plain dates, again, you would bench on. The Chacham say no, you say an ala mechia. However, by orez and dochan bread, so therefore Rabbi Gamliel would say you say an al michya, and the Chachamim would say you say a berei nefashos. And going back to what Rav Sheshes had answered, that's proving that the brisa which says you say an al michya is Rabbi Gamliel, and the brisa which says you say a berei nefashos is the Chachamim, because we see that those are clearly their opinions. However, the brisa which says you say an al michya on rice can't be Rabbi Gamliel. Why? Because that same brisa says that if you had wheat bread and you cooked it, right, and the pieces are not intact, you would say a mizonos and an al michya. However, this can't be Rabbi Gamliel, because Rabbi Gamliel says even by dates, you'd say you would bench. So obviously, if the bread is not intact, who cares? It's still wheat and you should still have to bench. So from the fact that that disagrees with Rabban Gamliel, it must be that this braisa is going like the Chachamim, and they hold that you say an alamichya on the non-intact bread, and you would say an alamichya on rice bread. However, then we're left with the question, because the Chachamim in one braisa say an alamichya on orez bread, and in the other one, they say you make a brei nefashos on orez bread. So how does that make sense? So he said, really, both braisas are going like the Chachamim, and if you... And instead, you should change it. Instead of saying orez bread is alamichya, you should change the braisa to say orez bread is berei nefashos, and then it's all lines up. Rava says that the villagers' porridge is mizonos because they add a lot of flour, and the flour is the main part. But the city dwellers' porridge is shehakol because they don't add flour, so the honey is the main part. And then Rava actually changed his mind. He said, no, rather both are mizonos, like Rav and Shmuel, who say that whenever the five grains are present, we say a mizonos. Rav Yosef says that chavitza, which is this cooked dish that had small pieces of bread in it, if the bread is a kezias, you would say amotzi and you'd bench. If the bread is not the size of a kezias, you would say mizonos and alamichya. And his proof is that there's a braisa that says we say amotzi on minachos, which is these karbanos that they brought, and they were these like bread karbanos. And the Mishnah says that the minachos are where the pieces were all broken up into a kezias, and this proves that a kezias of bread in a dish requires a hamotzi. However, Abaye challenges Rav Yosef. The Tana Devei Rav Yishmael says that the minachos were not crushed and broken up into pieces of kezias, they're actually crushed all the way back to flour, which is obviously not the size of a kezias, and so that shouldn't require a hamotzi, right? However, the Braisa says that if you gather together all the pieces of the minachos and you ate them, you'd be chayav on Pesach, for if you made it into chametz, and you could use that to make matzah. So this is saying that even though you took all the, they were in the shape and they were the size of flour, even though each piece therefore would be less than a kezias, we still consider it bread. So that doesn't make sense, because you said it has to be a kezias to be considered bread. So Rav Yosef will answer, no, you formed all the pieces back together and you took all this flour and you baked it into dough and turned that into bread. So it was all one thing that was larger than the size of a kezias. However, the Braisa says that you ate them. The Braisa says you ate them, implying that it was many pieces, not that you ate it. If it was that you baked it all into one loaf of bread again, it would say you ate it. However, since it says you ate them, it's where you took all the pieces together. So rather, Rav Yosef answers that if you take a small piece of bread that is less than a kezias, from a loaf of bread that is a kezias, right? That small piece, even though it's less than a kezias, since you took it from a full loaf of bread, it will still be considered bread. And that's why you can use it for matzah and you'd be chayav for kares on Pesach if you ate it, because since it came from a loaf of bread, it's still considered bread. So we asked, what's the halacha though? What's the halacha for a chavitza with bread that is less than a kezias? So we answered that Rav Sheshes says you say amotzi, and Rava says, yeah, but this is as long as you can still recognize it as bread, even though it's smaller than a kezias. So we go through these types of food that are made with mixing flour and water. However, they're made differently than bread, so they're not exactly bread. So troknin does have the halacha of challah, they have to take off rashas challah. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, troknin would not have challah. Abaye says, trisa would not have challah. Rav Chiya says, there's a braisa that says that if you made bread for kutach, which is basically this like food, and in the food they used moldy bread crusts. So if you made bread for that, there would be no challah, but you wouldn't have to take off challah. However, another braisa says bread for kutach does require hafrashas challah. So Yehuda answers That no, it's not a contradiction. The Braisa says it depends on how you made it. If you made it in the shape of rolls, then it would require hafarshas challah. But if you made this bread for kutach just in the shape of boars, you just laid out dough, then there would be no hafarshas challah shkayach.